Johannesburg 16, Pretoria and Rustenburg 21, Sunin 20.
Got another issue. This time it's out at Galilee's. Bedfordview N3 North queuing traffic on the link to the N12 East at the interchange. And got the double truck crash on the N1 South out Roodepoort side before the Mariaberg exit. And it's a diesel spillage too. Multiple lanes closed. Avoid the area.
Now we start on the N1 South towards Soweto, where motorists have been urged to avoid the area due to that diesel spillage. Here's Fidelity Secure Fire spokesperson Hope Modula.
There's a diesel spill on N1 going to Soweto just before the Gordon's off-ramp. The highway will be closed until roughly around 7 p.m.
Johannesburg Metro Police spokesperson Kolani Fitla says three people have been injured.
Emergency personnel and law enforcement are currently on the scene, and three lanes on the N1 South are affected and closed off. Motorists are advised to be aware of the heavy traffic disruptions. Consider using alternative routes such as 14th Avenue and Hendrik Potgieter Road.
Gauteng Finance MEC Lebogang Maile has defended the underspending of 1.8 billion rand in the 2024 and 2025 financial year. The provincial government has been criticised for returning money to Treasury despite service delivery challenges. But Maile says it's not true that the money was not spent and that it will be returned to National Treasury.
It is important to state that whatever funds cannot be motivated will revert to the Provincial Revenue Fund. Instructively, these funds remain available for reallocation to programs and projects and are in no way lost by Gauteng Provincial Government.
The organization Undoing Tax Abuse says the driving license crisis is far from over despite the repair of the old card printing machine. The organization warns that the 27-year-old machine is outdated and prone to frequent breakdowns. Here's Alta Stephanie Fick.
They're also concerned that Minister Creasy said that she'd go to court to overturn the contract awarded to Edemia. But now her own department seems to be blocking this. We want a new machine to be procured, but that tender process must be transparent and legally compliant. We also want the validity period of license cards to be doubled to 10 years.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the 49 Afrikaners who left South Africa for resettlement in the United States do not meet the criteria to be considered refugees. His remarks follow the departure of the first group of white South Africans selected by the U.S. for resettlement. They left Johannesburg last night.
I had a conversation with President Trump on the phone and he said, "What's happening down there?" And I said, "President, what you've been told by those people who are opposed to transformation back home in South Africa is not true." And I added to him, I said, "We were well taught by Nelson Mandela on how to continue to build a united nation out of the diverse groupings that we have in South Africa."
And finally, climate change is significantly impacting bird migration and disrupting their patterns while threatening ecosystems. This is according to wildlife biologist and consultant to the United Nations, Francois Rilla. He says higher temperatures can remove the threat of food security, leading to birds shortening their migrating routes. I'm Chanel September. Net vir die hoofnuusdier, motoriste word gewaarsku om die N1 suid na Soweto te vermy weens dieselstorting net voor Maritzburg.
And we'll give you another update on that and the other accidents, because there's quite a few of them around coming up on the show. But for now, let's get back to the hits.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.